Cupcakes at Carrington's by Alexandra Brown.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Alexandra grew up in Brighton and left school at 16 to run away to London with dreams of being a writer. On realising that she needed a proper job too, she went to work in an office. Throughout her 20-year corporate career, she survived many dull meetings by writing a scene or two until she could bear it no longer and collapsed in a heap and begged her husband to support her while she lounged on a chaise and waited for the muse to arrive. He's now living in hope that she'll become rich and famous so he can retire to sun himself by an infinity pool somewhere exotic. After escaping office life, Alexandra won a competition run by the London paper to write the weekly City Girl column, an exposé of working life in the City of London. She wrote the column for 2 years before giving it up to concentrate on her first novel. Alexandra lives in a rural village near Brighton with her husband, daughter, and two very shiny black Labradors. Acknowledgements. As a child growing up in Brighton, I have happy memories of wandering around Hannington's, a magnificent department store on the corner of East Street. It was a place where nothing bad ever happened, or so it seemed to me. It smelt of Revlon lipstick and Chanel perfume, the glorious old one. It exuded luxury from the Art Deco tea room to the attendant in the ladies' powder room, even the open gilt-caged...